91X News.
It's plus two and mostly cloudy at 1 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Cody Starr. Several buildings have been evacuated in Midtown Toronto as firefighters battle a massive blaze that so far hasn't injured anyone. Fire Chief Matthew Pegg says the Badminton and Racquet Club is at risk of collapsing, and he is worried about the fire spreading to neighboring buildings, including a condominium next door. More than 100 firefighters are on scene at Yonge Street and St. Clair Avenue West after being called out at around 9:20 this morning. Pegg is warning onlookers to stay away from the area, which is close to traffic. He says it is a very difficult and hazardous fire. Captain David Eckerman previously said part of the roof of the Racquet Club had collapsed and they needed Toronto Water to boost the water pressure to help battle the blaze. Winnipeg police say a 58-year-old transit bus driver has died after he was stabbed by a passenger early this morning. Chief Danny Smith says driver Irvin Frazier was attacked when he was stopped at the end of his route at the University of Manitoba. Smith says first responders found Frazier with serious stab wounds around 2 a.m. and took him to hospital where he later died. Witnesses and the canine unit led officers to a 22-year-old suspect on the frozen Red River near campus, where he was arrested. Smith says a canine officer went onto the ice to continue the investigation and fell through. The officer was rescued and is uninjured. The city is making some changes to its yard waste collection services. James Gaughan has the story.
The city is extending the period of time in the fall for yard waste collection. Councillor Paul Carr, who brought the proposal before council, said many leaves were still on the trees when collection stopped last year. Carr says extending the pickup period was the right thing to do for residents.
If we're asking taxpayers to pay for a service, they should actually get the service. So moving the date later into the fall means that the leaves will be off, they can clear their yards and actually put it out to the curb.
Councillor Egerton Boyce agrees with Carr that the service should be extended because of last year.
We had people who were waiting for the leaves to fall out of the trees, and as a result of, the pickups, they were missing the pickups.
The city is also opening the public works yard for a few hours on Saturdays. Carr says this will make it easier for people to drop their waste off.
The other side was adding the public works yard to Saturday service. Right now we have Wednesday evening. That may not fit everybody's schedules and the way work goes, so this gives another opportunity, so it's enhancing the service.
The public works yard will be open on Saturdays when yard waste collection begins in the spring, and city staff will be looking into how long pickups should be extended in the fall. James Gaughan, QNET News, Belleville.
Speaker Paul Ryan says President Donald Trump made the right decision to ask for the resignation of Michael Flynn, who is out as the National Security Advisor. The Wisconsin Republican told reporters on Tuesday that you cannot have the National Security Advisor misleading Vice President Mike Pence and others in the administration. Flynn resigned on Monday night. That's QNET News on 91X to 103 and sports. The Loyalist Lancers men's basketball team will play host to the Fleming Knights tonight at 7 o'clock. Three of four Canadian NHL teams will be playing on home ice tonight when the Islanders visit the Leafs, the Sabres say hello to the Sens, and the Dallas Stars come up to see the Winnipeg Jets. As well, the Pens will play host to the Canucks, the Avalanche will meet the Devils, and the Ducks will entertain the Wild. The Toronto Raptors also play tonight when they head to the Windy City to face off against the Chicago Bulls. Major League Baseball spring training is getting into full swing this week down in Florida. ABC's Samantha Jordan has the story.
Some teams are heading to Arizona. Others, like the Detroit Tigers, the New York Mets, and the Boston Red Sox, are here in sunny Florida. Pitchers and catchers officially reporting for practice today. The players will have their first full workout tomorrow, and then this weekend with their whole team. At JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, where the Red Sox are practicing, fans who want to watch can expect an increase in security, such as bag searches and pat-downs. All other stadiums around the country are expected to have metal detectors operating by game day. Samantha Jordan, ABC News.
Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for the weather. The forecast for Belleville is cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries. A few rain showers or flurries beginning late this afternoon and a high of +2. Tonight, a few rain showers or flurries ending before morning, then cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries and a low of -4. At 105, it's +2. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and to like us on Facebook. I'm Cody Starr. News on 91X next at 2 o'clock.